This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Latinos are 17% of the American population, and about 1 in 4 babies born in the U.S. are Latino. Retailers are watching the demographics. For instance, Target is spending more this year on Spanish-language ads, Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Rocio Cigarrero is the kind of shopper Target would like to see more of. She's Latina, happens to be from Mexico, and the Target store in Minneapolis where I ran into her, she's a regular.
Yes, I come almost every day.
Her 10-year-old daughter, Yamil Ambriz, sometimes tags along.
And what kind of stuff do you guys buy at Target?
Oil, sugar,
fruit, vegetables. My mom sometimes buys some clothes there.
Target is looking to draw more Latino customers into stores. Last year, it focused a whole campaign on its Latino audience, playing off unique Spanish words, like one describing time spent with family or friends after dinner, sobremesa. Target spending on Spanish-language TV is up 67% over the year for the holiday season. Its ads running now on English and Spanish-language TV networks feature bilingual actors who play their parts in both languages.
Esto va a quedar, sí, espectacular.
Target's standing with Latino shoppers slipped a bit following its big data breach a few years ago, according to Kantar retail analyst Amy Koo. But it still has a higher-than-average slice of the Hispanic market, partly because its stores are in more urban areas than, say, those of Walmart. And Koo says new store openings will increasingly focus on urban and college areas.
So physically, they're expanding in those regions that are going to be more Hispanic or minority-heavy.
I asked Target marketing executive Rick Gomez whether the pursuit of the Latino shopper might change in light of the charged atmosphere around immigration following the election. Target's PR person didn't like the question.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to interrupt. Rick is not prepared to go there. Okay.
But Rick Gomez, who's Mexican-American himself, did want to answer.
We're committed to continue to grow our business with a Hispanic guest. It's a large demographic, it's growing, and they have huge influence on the broader population when it comes to trends like fashion, food, music.
So ignoring that shopper, not something Target plans to do. In Minneapolis, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.